This is John Batchelor, colleague Joseph Sternberg in London for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, describes what the migration story means for the Starmer government. Right now, there is no peace anywhere, not in the channel where people cross dangerously in rubber rafts by smugglers, not in the immigrant hotels, the migrant hotels, who are besieged in various cities across the country. I believe there was even a fire at one in Ireland. However, Joe describes them very well and says that this is increasingly becoming a problem that is approaching London. Here Joe explains. Migration's a big controversy in the U.S., even a bigger controversy for the Starmer government. More of this tonight.
Nightmare seems like a mild word to describe what the Labour Party is facing at the moment, because, I mean, you've hit it, John, on a couple of the interrelated issues here. First is they're struggling to clamp down on or deter the inflow of new migrants across the English Channel. None of the deals or plans that they keep striking with other governments or trying to develop themselves to stop that inflow seem to be working. So that's the first problem that they've got to deal with. And then they've got the separate but related problem of what to do with all of the migrants who are currently in the country, because the strategy for years, I mean, going back to the old Conservative Party administrations, has been to warehouse these migrants in hotels that the government rents out for the purpose. They'll rent out an entire hotel, to put hundreds of migrants in while they wait for their applications for asylum status to be adjudicated, which can take months or years. This costs billions of pounds a year for the government to do, and it creates a lot of problems in the communities because there are growing complaints about crime. So the other thing that's going on is a mounting protest movement centered on these hotels around the country that increasingly is approaching London.